Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. The podcast to help people bring in the new year. I do want to let you know about some classes that we have coming up. I've got all of the ICRT license classes that I'm teaching online in the Atlantic time zone in January. And in February, I'm teaching level one and two and master license classes in the mountain time zone, as well as animal Reiki and animal communication. And in March, I'll be teaching all of the ICRT license classes, including Karuna Reiki, as well as Animal Reiki in the Australian time zone. If you feel like joining us for any of those classes, I would just love to see you there. Today is about the 12 heavens, but when I felt into that, I realized that we were meant to go a little bit beyond that. So I wanted to start, though, about talking about Reiki and the Kingdom of God Within. That's actually an article that Colleen Benelli wrote, and also share with you something that my friend Carlos shared with me ages ago. It's been a concept that's been a little tricky for me to understand because I always looked at heaven as something that was outside of myself and God as something that was outside of myself. It's over there. You know, heaven is someplace that I'm going to eventually when I'm no longer on this earth. I was raised Christian, so that's how we always looked at that concept. And heaven was always something, someplace else, somewhere else, and God was someone else. And while that's true, it's also true that every one of us has a spark of God within us. And that we are part of God. So there's a concept, and it actually exists in just about every religious tradition, that God is within. And if you don't like the word God, just change to whatever word feels better to you, because we're, I think, talking about the same thing, and just use the name that you like to use the most. But I did do a lot of work to heal religious trauma, and I decided to take that word back for myself. And so the heavens that I'm going to be speaking of are also, therefore, within us. If God is within us, then so are the heavens. Now, you might wonder what I'm talking about, but this is actually a concept that exists also within Reiki. When Yasui Sensei went to Mount Kurama, he went to Mount Kurama with the intention of becoming enlightened. It's called Ansen Ditsume. And healing was an additional effect of the enlightenment that Yasui Sensei received on Mount Kurama. And when he received that, he felt a sense of oneness with the universe, and that was what the enlightenment was. And in fact, he said the words, "The universe is me, I am the universe." And so that's very much the concept of the Kingdom of God Within. But as a matter of fact, almost every other religion talks about that as well. In the Sikh religion, they say, "So doth thy Lord abide with thee, why search for him without?" In Islam, the Prophet Muhammad said, "He who knows his own self knows God." The Christian religion, Jesus said, Therefore, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Lord Buddha said, my thoughts are always in truth, for lo, myself has become the truth. The Vedas, the Indian holy texts, talk about there is one supreme ruler, the innermost self of all beings. And it's also a belief among the Judaic tradition and the Taoist tradition and just about every tradition. But that played with my mind a bit because I always felt that it was outside of myself. So I've been really working to release the blocks and barriers within me so that I can better understand that all of these heavens exist within me. That yes, there are layers that prevent me from seeing them or from accessing them, but I'm working with Reiki to release those layers. And as I do, they will open up to me. There's a concept that when holy fire energy came to the earth, we call it that, it came to the earth, it came to us. And it did, but as a matter of fact, it was always here. It was our ability to receive it or perceive it or understand it that changed. So all of these energies, all of these extremely high vibration energies already exist. They already exist within us, and there are layers that prevent us from seeing our own divinity. There are layers that prevent us from seeing our divine self. And if we look at, instead of healing, if we look at Reiki as something that is revealing, then we begin to understand that as Reiki evolves, as there are evolutions within Reiki, it's simply our ability to perceive and receive and accept and welcome the new energies that is evolving. And as that happens, then of course the energy is going to evolve. But as a matter of fact, it's us that's evolving. And we are evolving in such a way that we can perceive higher frequencies, higher and higher frequencies of these energies. So I'm going to be talking about the different heavens. And when I first learned them, I learned them very solidly with the understanding that they were outside of myself. And even within my meditations with my guide, I work with Jesus, and he actually brought me exploring some of the heavens, which was just incredible. And even within that, my perception was it needed to be outside of myself, so that is how I was able to explore it. But I'm really working to bring my perception to that understanding that these heavens all exist within me. So from there, I would like to talk about the concept of 12 heavens, and I'm going to particularly focus on the first three. But from the perspective of the heavens being within us. And so the first heaven is here on earth. It's the atmosphere, the physical earth, the air, the clouds, the rain, all living things, the birds, the insects, the earth itself. It's where we live. And here in the first heaven, there is duality. There is both love and hate. And for anybody who's interested in diving into this a little deeper, there's a wonderful book. It's a children's book by Neil Donald Walsh called The Little Soul and the Sun. And it really explains why both of those exist on the earth, why duality exists on the earth. Duality exists so that we can experience ourselves as light. And there are usually people in our lives who love us enough to bring us difficulties and negative energy in order for us to learn and grow and experience ourselves as who we are. And so that can be a little bit difficult to understand, but I found The children's book put it completely into perspective. And so I understand the need for the duality on Earth, and the reason that we came here was to experience the duality. We already know what it's like to be in only love. We wanted to come to a place where there was both love and hate, or fear. Fear is actually the opposite of love. And all negative emotions come from fear. All positive emotions and energies come from love. And we are love. At the core of our being, every single person, even the most hardened criminal, is love at the core of their being. And in proof of that, even the most hardened criminal can love a pet. And so we all are love. It's who we are. We experience the fear in order to begin to know ourselves better as the love. So that is what we're here to experience on the first heaven. So in the first heaven, there are a lot of people who are in that experience between love and fear all the time, just juggling and working back and forth. And as we learn Reiki and our vibration goes higher, we move more love into our lives, and more love and more love. And there is an understanding when holy fire evolved, holy fire Reiki energy, it brought along with it an understanding that it is possible to bring so much love into your life, to exist so much in the space of love, that we can bring the higher reality, a third heaven reality, to Earth. And I'll explain what that is. So it is possible on this Earth to live from a place of pure love. And in order to do that, we just continue working with Reiki, which is pure love. We continue working on any negativity within ourselves or in our outside world, because our outer world is always going to resemble our inner world. And so we continue working on fear, any energies coming from fear, so that we can continue moving toward love and so that our egos can become healed. Then there is a second heaven, which is a psychic field of existence. And the important thing to know about the second heaven is that it contains spirit beings, energies, and concepts that might be very attractive to us, but they are still working from a place of unhealed ego. So in other words, the second heaven is still dualistic in nature. And so while beings and energies and concepts from the second heaven can be helpful to humans, they have a limited amount of energy to work with because of the unhealed egos. And occasionally there will be a hidden agenda. The quality of help from the second heaven is of a lower quality than if we go a little bit higher into the third heaven. And these are just concepts as we came to understand them through the Holy Fire Reiki energy, but I think that they probably can be understood from any standpoint, and even perhaps with different language. But this is how it was shown to us. And because the energy within the second heaven and the concepts, the ideas, and the beings, even though sometimes they are helpful to us here on Earth, they're not of the highest quality that we can work with. And it can be really tricky if we're working with a combination of energies. And yet it can be also quite simple. You can form an intention to work only with the higher vibration of the third heaven, and your Reiki energy will allow you to connect with that higher vibration if that's what you wish to do. The third heaven and higher is where only love exists. All of the beings and concepts and ideas from the third heaven come from a place of healed ego. And they're a pure expression of God's love, awareness, and power. So because of that, they can bring unlimited energy, joy, peace, happiness, and everything good. And one of the interesting things is that energies from this higher heaven can never cause harm because they will never go against someone's free will. So we're often asked about permission within Reiki and whether we have permission to do things or not. And the thing is that it's a little bit less of an issue from the standpoint that if somebody is not interested in receiving what we're sending, they won't when it comes from the third heaven, and Reiki comes from the third heaven. And yet at the same time, it can be really helpful to develop that discernment. Many of us learned concepts and traditions and worked with energies, including myself, that were second heaven. And I don't regret doing that. I think that I was not at a place of understanding or of enlightenment where I could have understood the third heaven immediately. So I think that the second heaven concepts were helpful for me at the time. But once we do move higher with Reiki, it can be possible, for instance, to use some of the techniques that I learned previously and invite the third heaven energies of Reiki to show me how to use them differently. When we are working with second heaven energies, there's often a belief that for good to happen, there might need to be sacrifice. When you're working with the higher heaven energies, no sacrifice is ever required. It's very simple. It's a gift. It's given. You simply have to ask. So that's a possibility for any of us to make a decision to work more from the higher heavens or entirely from the higher heavens, if that's what you should choose. And along with that, as you decide to do that, you might notice that you get a lot more discernment. When you are working with the higher heavens, there is no fear. So that is another way that really can show up. If you're frightened, if something that you're receiving guidance around makes you frightened, just check in and see if either A, you have some layers that need to heal, or B, is there any second heaven elements to the guidance that you are receiving? Then there's the fourth heaven. In the fourth heaven, we get an awareness and trust in the idea that a higher way of living life is possible. We release competitiveness, we accept higher guidance, and we become very empowered when we work with this heaven. There's also the fifth heaven, and the energy of the fifth heaven begins a continuing process of letting go of the dormant self, leading it to complete healing. The dormant self is the part of ourselves that we may have pushed down because it was uncomfortable or we didn't like it. It also allows the authentic self to replace the culturally created self. So this heaven allows our authentic self to move into place, and our authentic self is very beautiful. At the fifth heaven, we also become more comfortable in our own bodies. And then at the sixth heaven level, our intellect begins to heal and we develop a love of learning and knowledge. And it also brings about significant improvements in communication. And then the seventh heaven, you know, you always hear about seventh heaven and it's meant to be something very special. Well, that's because it is. In the seventh heaven, our egos begin to become healed. Now, there's a lot of information and a lot of talk among the spiritual world about egos, but as a matter of fact, it's not the ego that's the problem as much as the unhealed ego. And so at the seventh heaven level, our ego begins to be healed. And once it is healed, it no longer holds us back. It becomes a vehicle for the expression of higher consciousness in the material world. And if our purpose is to bring spiritual values to the earth, to this material world where we live, then the healed ego is a very effective tool that can help us do that. So That's really important. And the other thing that's interesting is that this happens at a pace that's right for every individual. And then we became aware of an eighth heaven. And at this heaven, we become more self-aware and we develop a lot of gratitude for that. And any restrictions we may have unknowingly placed upon ourselves become known to us as illusions and fly away. So many times we are limited by limitations we've placed on ourselves. Decisions and beliefs that we made even when we were children that still limit how we perceive the world, how we perceive ourselves. And so any of those limiting beliefs, even and especially if we place them there ourselves, they are released at this level. And we tend to experience an incredible lightness of being afterwards. At the ninth heaven, we become aware of our human and divine nature. We understand that our physical body is the spiritual home for our divine consciousness, and there's a process of unification so that what once seemed separate, the physical and the divine, becomes lovingly compatible and harmoniously joined together. And there is a lot of power in that once you realize truly who you are. At the 10th heaven, though, more layers are released. And so we realize more completely our divine nature and human nature together. We realize the potential in that, and they begin working together in even greater harmony. And when that happens, the divine consciousness begins guiding us even more. And then we became aware that there was an 11th heaven. At this level, the awareness of the essential skills and abilities that are needed to fulfill our life purpose came to the forefront, and we became motivated to acquire and develop these resources. And then finally, in this tradition, is the 12th heaven. And from this heaven, we gain an understanding of our purpose on earth. This opens a pathway into the future where any obstacles are healed and released. We begin to experience more trust and confidence and understanding that we will be successful with accomplishing and achieving our purpose on earth. And anything that may have at one time caused us worry or concern or to be in a state of vigilance, which are fear-based reactions, are transformed. And instead, we experienced heightened perception, the awareness of the heavens, and the knowledge within the core of our being of who we are and what we came here to do. And so we were able to relax and feel safe. We're ready to move into our meditation. Go ahead and make yourselves really comfortable. This is the meditation with the heavens within us. Close your eyes and take some deep breaths and just begin letting go. Activate Reiki in your hands, in the room around you, within you. And activate the distance symbol. And as you do, imagine that you're walking over a beautiful bridge of light into your own sacred heart, into the light of your spirit. And that bridge is filled with angels singing. And as you walk across the bridge, the angels' songs dissolve the layers of life and the ways and worries of the world that cover your light. And as those layers dissolve, your light becomes more visible to you. And the vibration of the angels' voices awakens your spirit's song within you. The bridge travels through your soul all the way to your spirit. Flowing under the bridge is the river of living waters. You notice that the light of God shines on the water, reflecting rainbows everywhere. Beautiful, vibrant colors sparkle like diamonds. The light shines into your eyes and fills you with the beautiful colors. And you walk across the bridge and find yourself in the most extraordinary place because it is filled with grace and glory light. Divine love shines everywhere and in everything. You breathe and your lungs fill with the breath of God. Your pure mind awakens and aligns with the divine mind. The ways and worries of the world present themselves so that you can see them through the light of grace. And you receive divine guidance. Stay here for a while and just allow yourself to be guided. There is a pathway ahead. It leads to the river of the living waters. There's a spring flowing into the river. You find a cup of the living waters and take a long drink. The waters fill every cell of your body, every organ, and you realize that you are made of these living waters. You feel your physical vitality returning. You look at your hands in front of you and you notice that they shimmer and sparkle just like this extraordinary place. You can see the grace and the light within you. You breathe the breath of God and divine love fills your spirit, and you experience yourself as divine love. We'll stay here for a while so that you might get to know it better. We are in a space within you of third heaven, where all there is love here. we're going to begin traveling a little deeper within. And so you notice there is another bridge of light that will take you deeper. It brings you into the fourth heaven within you. And from this space, you develop an awareness that a higher way of life is possible. Competitiveness is released. And the understanding of higher guidance is here for you. Wonderful new energies heal and empower you. I invite you to stay in this heaven for a few moments. Now we travel across another bridge to the fifth heaven within us. You may notice a heavy layer around your divine self, a dormant self, the parts of ourselves that we don't like and we have pushed within or hidden from ourselves. And the dormant self is released now, and so is the culturally created self, and so you begin to see your authentic self within. I invite you to stay here for a few moments and get to know your authentic self better. From this space of your authentic self, you begin to feel more comfortable in your body. You realize that you have the resources available to solve any problems and to make use of any opportunities that may present themselves. And you decide to travel a little further within. You take a bridge across to the sixth heaven, where your intellect begins a process of healing. It awakens that love of learning and of knowledge within you. It brings about improvements in your ability to communicate. Your words may even begin merging with the holy fire energy. And for those of you who write, that also may merge with the Reiki energy. And the words and the writing and communication begin to come from a space of higher guidance. You feel an expansion of your ability to learn, an openness within you. We'll stay here for a few moments and just get to know this feeling in this heaven a bit better. And And now we take another bridge further within ourselves to the seventh heaven, where we heal the ego. And we thank our ego for using fear to try to keep us safe, but we let it know that we are making a change in direction. And that the ego is welcome to come along, but we would rather work with it from a space of healing and maturity. And so we invite the ego, if it has any layers to let go of, that it do so now, because once healed, it can be a very important partner. It can be a vessel for bringing the higher spiritual qualities to the earth, into the material world. And so we invite it as an equal partner, and we encourage it to go ahead and begin to be healed at the pace that is right for you. We'll spend a few moments here to allow the healing to take place for the ego. From a space of healed ego, we begin to feel more at one with our world and within our own bodies, understanding that the spiritual consciousness we seek is not outside of ourselves. It is in fact connected, and it feels more connected through the space of the healed ego. We can bring the spiritual energies into our daily lives, and we are so grateful. And so we move deeper within to the eighth heaven, where gratitude and self-awareness are so important, where any restrictions we may have unknowingly placed on ourselves become known to us now as illusions and fly away. I'm going to spend a little time here so that you might know these illusions a bit better and give them your blessings as they go. Thank you. And another bridge appears to take us further within ourselves. But we notice, before we move from this heaven, the freedom and the lightness of being that we feel within ourselves, with those restrictions released. Ask yourself, what is possible now that these limitations and false energy, now that these illusions are no longer limiting us? And now the other bridge appears to bring us deeper within ourselves to the ninth heaven. And we begin to have an awareness. In fact, we may even see our human and divine nature within. We understand that this physical body is the home of our divine consciousness and a unification between our human and divine nature is possible. And if that feels comfortable for you, go ahead and invite the dual parts of your nature to come together as one, so that what once seemed separate is lovingly compatible and harmoniously joined together. We'll take a few moments here. Now another light, another bridge appears. We move deeper into the 10th heaven, where we realize more completely that our divine nature is part of our human nature, and they begin working together in even greater harmony, becoming guided more directly by divine consciousness. We'll spend a few moments to allow that to take place. And now we move deeper within on the next bridge of light into the 11th heaven within us, where we receive an awareness of the skills and abilities that are needed to fill our life purpose, whether it is consciously or not. And we become motivated to acquire and develop the personal resources. We'll spend a few moments here to just allow this energy to sink into us, into our spirits, and then it will be shared with our soul. And now on a bridge of light, we move one more layer, one more level within ourselves to the 12th heaven. It was from the 12th heaven that we decided to become human. And so on this level of consciousness, we gain an understanding of our purpose here on the earth, our divine life purpose. And as such, our divine consciousness becomes more fully embodied. And this opens a pathway into the future where any obstacles that might have blocked our journey are healed and released, leaving us with trust and confidence and a knowledge, a knowing that we will be successful with our life purpose. We move into a place of heightened perception and discernment, with an awareness of the heavens and a knowledge within our core. The energies of the universe are rising up to support us and to help us fulfill our reason for being. We're able to relax and feel safe in that energy. We'll take a few moments here to get to know this heaven better, to get more familiar with our divine purpose. From this beautiful space, you find a place to lie down under the shade of a beautiful tree, feeling the grass and the earth beneath your body, and you begin to experience the lights. Those lights that are needed by you. Go ahead and invite the ones that you feel you need the most by name. In addition to the lights that you are calling in, we invite the light of harmony to flow through it all, harmonizing these energies, these lights, this awareness within every aspect of your being, every part of who you are. Releasing any injuries, any layers from any time in your soul's history that may block your path. And we'll spend a few moments here. Thank you. Now I invite you to rise and begin to walk back to your sacred heart. The next bridge of light returns you there. And the angels are guiding you back through your sacred heart, bringing you back into your body. But when you look around you, you can see the brilliance of your spirit shining everywhere. You realize that you have gone within and brought the divine light and love of God back with you into your daily life. I invite you to stay in this experience as long as you'd like. And whenever you feel ready to, bring your awareness back into the room and return.